Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Lush Radio. Yo, we on Lush, are we live right now? Tell 'em. Yeah, you know this is Luther show, is my favorite show. Ha ha. Knowledge. Yo, Lushy the inventor. Yep. One can do it better. Breaking down the norm from January to December. No, showing for pretenders. Exclusive for its members. Coming really? Live and direct. Distributed and sold by vendors. Okay. Street bloom. To women's views. The voice is what? Tell us what the people choose. Breaking down barriers and exposing fools. Lushy Lush Radio. Messing the game like Pro Tools.
Yeah. Oh, Lush. But it's TGI Friday, baby. We doing our thing, man. You're live on Lush Radio, man. I'm shutting it down, doing my thing. You know how I do, man. It's a clowning session each and every Friday, man. I'm doing a hot exclusive interview with your man, KB, from Pyro Music, straight out of ATL, representing both Mats, the DMV and ATL, shutting it down, man. You know what I mean? Showing you the industry through a producer's eyes, man. Shutting it down all day, every day, man. Live on Lush Radio. This is how we do, man. I'm going to send a shout-out to Game Face. Shout-out to, you know what I mean, all my street queens. We shut it down yesterday doing our little show. You know, let's talk about sex. Shout-out to Nev Kick. Shout-out to DJ Finesse. Shout-out to Mr. P. Did It, man. Shout-out to, you know, all my fans, all my listeners, man. And like I said, I'm going to have the hottest producer on this joint today, man. And if you are an artist, you're trying to, you know, get in touch with a producer, somebody that's fierce, somebody that's hot, you need to call in right now, man. I'm about to go to the phone lines, man. 4-4, you live on Lush Radio. 4-4.
Yo, what's up, baby?
What's up, 404? You live on Lush Radio, man.
Lush, what's going on?
This is
KB. What's happening?
What's up, KB? What's the deal, homie?
Wow. You know, I'm in the A-Town right now, working really hard, trying to be diligent, you know what I mean? Trying to make a hit, like, I'm really trying to really pop something big. And 09, I got a lot of things on the table, a lot of things working, you know what I'm saying, a lot of hot music. Just really ready to get it in, really ready to work for 09, you know, work with you too.
That's what it is, man. Before we get deep in, you know what I'm saying, all deep into this whole interview, man, go ahead and pay your bills and send your shout-outs, man. Go ahead and get it in.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I want to send my shout-outs to everybody back in VA. You know, VA is where I was born and raised, where I learned my craft, you know. VA Invaders, you know, Timbo, Neptunes, everybody, all my team, all my crew, everybody, you know who it is, still hustling. Everybody holler at your boy, Hollywood, stillhustling.com. My folks down here in the A, got a rack of folks in the A. I've been down here almost 2 years right now, really working and building a strong network. I got my Block ENT family. I got everybody over there from the people that you know from Jock and those cash, you know what I'm saying, on down to some new artists, some new fire coming out of Block real soon. Young cat named Omega, R&B artist. Yo, we're developing something crazy on this kid. Yo, he got an amazing voice. I mean, he already in the caliber of the Chris Browns and the Neos and, you know, the Rihannas. He's definitely going to be a competitor on that level nationwide, internationally. Sound is crazy. Omega, check for that dude coming out of the ATL. Going to be working directly with him on some crazy new material. And, yeah, we're just trying to get it in. We love the fact that, you know, Lush got this show and she's willing to, you know what I mean, allow us to express ourselves and really let the people know what's getting ready to come on, you know, in 09.
That's what it is, man. KB shutting it down. You know what I'm saying? You want to talk to KB, man, you can call in at 347-826-7722, man. KB is one of the hottest producers shutting it down out of ATL, you know what I'm saying, doing this thing, man, worldwide, international, man. DMV stand up, ATL stand up, worldwide stand up, because we shutting it down today. I'm showing you the industry in the producer's eyes, man. Holla at your girl, Lush. So what's up, KB? Man, you doing your thing, man. I respect your gangster, man. So how long have you been a producer?
Wow. All my life.
All your life you've been a producer?
All my life I've been a producer. I can't remember not being a producer, because a producer is a lot more than what people think a producer really is. A producer is a person that, you know what I'm saying, actually channels the music. Like, you feel the music totally different. A real producer, that is. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not a guy who just beats around on little machines or toys around with computer software programs. Not that there's anything wrong with that. You know what I mean? Hey, that's the future. It's here. It's the present. And they're making hits doing it. But I'm just saying, like, as far as, like, helping the artists really strive to be, you know, on point. You know what I mean? That's the key thing with working with artists, you know, in this era, is trying to keep them focused and keep them on point, keep them relevant. You know what I mean? Make sure they're doing relevant, hot music that the consumer is loving, you know? They care about the consumer. That's your fan base. Like, express yourself and, you know, get your point across. And the music is about you, but it's about other people too, because, you know, you make music for other people in the long run. A lot of people have different philosophies. You know, some people say, I make the music for myself, and if you like it, great. You know, but that's not my philosophy. You know what I mean? My philosophy is, yeah, I'm a part of the music. I make the music, but I'm also, you know, saying, preparing my music for an audience. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really trying to help people get into that mode as far as, like, the artist development. But that comes from being a producer for all of my life, you know, from everything from Benny and the Jets, Elton John when I was a little kid, to Larry Graham, One in a Million when I was a little kid, like 4 or 5
years
old, singing that, like, wow, this dude is amazing, like, all the way up until today. So I'm just a fan of music. I love music. And, you know, I've been wanting to do this my entire life, so that's how long I've been doing it. But
you know what? The world, you know what I'm saying, don't know that, you know what I'm saying, you know, you was a producer, but also you was doing other big things, you know, before. What was your other job title before you wholly, like, turned your whole total life into actually a full-time producer?
I mean, I've done a few different things, you know what I'm saying? But before really becoming a full-time producer and establishing myself in this industry, I worked in the financial industry, you know? So I was a stockbroker, and I worked in the financial industry for almost 10 years. So I went
to
Morgan Stanley, Dean Witter, E-Trade, a few different places where I stopped and put my thing down. So really, I got out because it wasn't something that I saw myself doing, you know, long term, and the music was still such a strong part of me, and I was still so involved in it that when it got to a point where I could be somewhat self-sufficient and I put some money to the side in order to really, you know, invoke on this mission, I mean, you know, start on this mission I've been on, you know. Yeah, I did that, and, you know, I just did all types of little things, you know, even previous, you know, prior to that, you know, coming out of college, you know, worked at some banks, but I always was involved in the financial industry. You know, the financial industry, and then I phased into production, and, you know, this is it for me. Even though the market's down and the industry is a little, you know, shaky right now, this is a beautiful time for me. I wouldn't want it to be any other way, because right now, you got to be tried and true to be in this thing right now. You can't be lollygagging and BSing over here right now. Like, if you ain't hot, if it ain't serious, if you're not really about your craft and vicious on these ones and these twos, you will not pop. They will not fund you, will not get a budget, will not catch a deal, you will not move anything on iTunes, CD Baby, MySpace, nothing. It's not popping. The consumer's smart. The industry is broke. You got to be about it. I love it. I'm about it. Like, I'm in. I want it. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what, though? You know, you got one game over a lot of people, man. You was in finance, so you know how to budget that money. You know what I'm saying? And also, you deal with marketing, too. So, you know what I'm saying? Hey, he's a high producer, and at the same time, he can school you on some finances, man. Real talk.
Hey, you know what? I use a lot of the same principles from the investment industry that I use that in my production company and how I develop and work with artists. Because it's all about the forecast. It's always seeing what's going to take place before it's actually in front of your face. You know what I mean? So a lot of times when I'm thinking about music, you know what I mean, I'm seeing what's going to take place. And earlier in my career, that was kind of like my downfall because I was shooting a little too far ahead and I couldn't get enough artists to really jump on board because of how far advanced the music was sounding. They were like, I can't really feel myself on it. It was just a little too, I was shooting a little too far, but then it all came to, you know what I'm saying, it all came to fruition and everybody saw what it was. And then as more people start seeing what it is, and out of that network individuals that I had contacted before, now I had people coming back to me like, yo, you still doing that, yo, you still got that track from when I heard it, three, you know what I'm saying, like they're coming back full circle right now. Now they're trying to holler at the boy because they're hearing this pop and this rock infused with hip-hop and these different things taking place. Now they be like, yo, didn't that dude KB, wasn't he doing some, like, hip-hop, pop, rock-type stuff, like where he was fusing a whole bunch of stuff together and working with this international sound in the UK knock? Was he doing that? Yeah, he was doing that. So I'm getting a lot of, you know, I'm getting a lot of customers coming back to me now on the back end.
Oh, a lot of the haters, the groupies that was doubting it, but now they want to jump on the bandwagon.
Hey, you know how it is. Hey, you know how people are. That's human nature for us.
Yeah, but you know what's crazy about it? It's like people fear the unknown. You know what I'm saying? You know, you'll never know until you try it. It's like, I guess, you know, when people that are visionaries like you and me, when we see the bigger picture, some people are still narrow-minded, so they can't see it. You know what I mean? Till they get closer and closer to that time for the big bang. You know what I mean?
Right. And then a lot of times, like, what if I'm not in your network? What if there's somebody that's not in your network where you can actually go back and check with them and see if they still are doing this particular thing, or they still got this on board or whatever. A lot of people don't have people like me and you in their network. So those individuals really got to be more alert and attentive to what's in front of their face and not just, you know what I'm saying, scratch something off the board just because it's a little too far advanced for them or something like that. They got to keep people like us around if we keep everybody on their toes.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? You know, when he told me about the whole internet radio movement, I was like, yo, I'm going to jump on it, because once we all go digital, you know, half the people don't even listen to regular radio no more, yo. Everything is online, you know what I'm saying? They selling their units online. You know, they pushing crazy units. And people is like, when they bored, they stay online. So why not make a radio station or radio show online? Because later on, regular FM radio stations, you know, might become obsolete. You never know.
Exactly. They probably will become obsolete because the spectrum and the waves that they broadcast on may not exist.
You know what I'm saying? So all them cats, you know, not hating on regular, you know, stations, but you know them cats that, you know, be kissing other people's butt and everything, you know, not trying to, you know, put cats on, you know what I'm saying? Not, you know, trying to, you know, wish bad for you, but you know what I'm saying? Just step your game up, man. Step your game up, man, for real.
Right. When I first heard about your show, and I was just thinking to myself, Blog Talk Radio, absolutely, I'm there. When we got to do it, when we got to line it up, I'm excited. It's the future. Bloggers are the future, for real. I mean, when I'm online, even as far as, like, music is concerned, like, you can't put out no whack BS and think that the bloggers ain't going to catch you. They're going to catch you. They're going to catch you right on the bottom of the page, like whether it's worldhiphop.com or, you know, allhiphop.com or SOHH or whatever those websites are. When they put your music up there, you know, the bloggers is on there. They're going to dictate really the type of momentum. I was just watching an interview with T.I. today. T.I. was like, yo, bloggers helped him really get refocused about this album. That's why he called the album Paper Trails, because he went back to writing again. You know what I'm saying? Because the bloggers was like, for the T.I. versus T.I.P., they really wasn't feeling it. They thought it was a little raggedy, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't up to T.I. standards. And, you know what I'm saying? He's listening to the bloggers. He's reading the blogs like, yo, you know what? They write.
That's true, because I listened to that joint and I was like, this ain't really, you know, the best of T.I. that he really could do. And when he came out with, like, what is that song, Here I Stand or something like that, I was like, when I first heard that joint, I was like, man, this is hot. Like, he really coming back. He must have, like, really went through a total transformation. Because he came back really, really hard. I was like, wow. Because bloggers hold a lot of weight on the internet right now, yo.
What you saying? Hey, he got the digital industry tightened him up. And the digital industry is the bloggers. Like, the digital bloggers tightened T.I. up. Like, and he even said it for himself. Like, he admitted it. Like, yo, for real, they tightened me up. Like, I had to come with it. And that's why Paper Trail, that's why he calls it Paper Trail, because he uses so many little different pieces of paper. He got books and all that type of stuff when he was in the crib on the house arrest, doing a lot of writing, looking at the blogs on the internet, like reading what the people were saying, like how they were responding to everything that was going on in his life, how they were responding to the controversy, how they were responding to the arrest, how they were responding to the album, the T.I. versus T.I.P. You know, he was just taking it all in and really like diagnosing himself, like, wow, you know, they right. Oh, you know what? I'm going to have to explain this on my next album.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got to enlighten them on the situation so the people want to know. Like, I want them to know that, you know, under the circumstances, that's, I really wasn't just no idiot out there doing that. Like, I felt as though my life was being threatened and I was just trying to protect myself and my family. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, so he's thinking about things like that, but that's all spawning off of the bloggers.
Mm-hmm. But see, the whole thing with that whole T.I. situation, man, you know, just like with other artists, man, a lot of artists, you know, once they get that one hit, they think they can just come out with trash or BS and think that the consumers is going to just sit here and just get the stuff and be impressed just because you came out with that one hit. Nah, we still waiting for that fire. You know what I'm saying? We still waiting for that fire. You know what I'm saying? The consumers let you eat. If you don't impress the consumers, then you ain't eating.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? If you're not paying attention to what you're going on, okay, a lot of people got their PR people, you know what I'm saying? But some people don't do their job what they're supposed to do to check out the stats or see what the hell's going on, you know what I'm saying, with their audience and shit, you know what I'm saying? And you got a lot of people out here, you know, they dump these tracks out here, come out with mess, and then they think the people won't buy it just because. Nah. If it's garbage, it's garbage. And you know one thing I hate? I hate when somebody put out an album, right? And, like, it be only, like, two songs that's fire, and the rest is garbage. What is that about? Explain that, because you're a producer.
You know what? It all boils down to, right, if you're doing that, you're not going to be moving units, for one. Like, if you're putting out garbage like that, like, if you're putting albums out where you only got one decent song, two decent songs, nobody's going to buy that album. You know what I'm saying? People are going to go download it either illegally or they're just going to go buy a single. If they buy a single, shit, they just might get the ringtone because they might like one piece so they can put it on one of their rings on their cell phone. But it all stems back to, like, you know, if you watch it, the history of the industry is so crazy because before the internet was as popping as it is right now, before the bloggers, before everything that's taking place today as far as, you know, all the different download sites and, you know, Verizon and phones you can download from your phones, before all this evolved, the record industry was eating so crazy. They were taking advantage of the customer. They took advantage of the customer. This is like what Malcolm X said, your chickens come home to roost. This ain't nothing but your chickens come home to roost, you see, because you were taking advantage of these customers all throughout the 80s and all throughout the 90s, putting a whole bunch of garbage out there, people going out spending their good money, including me, including probably you, going out there when those CDs come out, buying 8, 9 CDs, spending like $80 to $100 on CDs, getting the CDs back to the crib, all excited because you heard this hot single, and then boom, you put it in. BS. You know what I'm saying?
I know, man. I mean, and it really hurts the customer. Like, if you're a really dedicated fan and you're a really, like, connoisseur of music, and they come with you with this BS, it really hurts your soul because you're like, come on, man. This don't even represent this dude I look up to. What is this garbage?
Exactly.
Oh.
So they raped and pillaged us, Lust. They raped and pillaged us for 20 years straight, not including before that when DJs was buying wax and copping like 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 albums at a time. That's why Michael Jackson and them is selling like 32 million albums and shit. You got DJs out there buying 5 and 6 wax joints, you know what I'm saying? You got,
uh-huh.
You got throughout the 80s. I can remember in the 80s at one point in time, right towards the end of the 80s when the CDs were really popping, like 88, 89, 90, everybody was like, yo, I got to get one for the car. I got to get one for the crib.
Oh.
CDs, you know what I mean?
CDs was popping back then, you know what I'm saying?
About it, you know what I'm saying? But you were so disappointed when you bought the CD. It only had one hot song on it, and you know what? You ended up giving the CD away to somebody, like, you know what I'm saying? You got so excited off that one of them last Big Daddy Kane albums. Now, I'm not knocking. I love Big Daddy Kane. Don't get me twisted, but I can I'm just trying to make a point. One of those albums was a little unofficial. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what Big Daddy Kane was doing, but I tell you what, he went on me. And I got the album. I took it back to the crib. I'm looking for War, R-A-W. I'm looking for Kane. I'm looking for Big Daddy Kane. I got the joint, and he, like, switched his whole, he flipped his thing on me. Like, he wasn't that dude no more. He, like, flipped it on me. Like, it was, like, a whole different type of material. That's when he was hanging out with Madonna and, you know, man, I'm showing my age right now talking about Big Daddy Kane and Madonna. But, you know, people that was around at the time, they know Big Daddy
Kane.
Man,
it's all about the 80s, man. It's the 80s, babies. I feel you, my dude.
And I had bought two copies. Lush, I bought two copies of the album. And he snuck one on
me. You were hurt, wasn't you?
No, he snuck one on me. But that's okay. You know what I'm saying? I love Big Daddy Kane. He got me good. He got me, you know, I gave him 2 sales and everything. But, you know, the beauty of the day is...
You don't think back in that time, like, around... You don't feel like maybe sometimes, like, just like when artists first break into it, that a lot of the industry cats got a lot of play in some of the garbage that they put out here, because it's like they kind of like, nah, we want you to steer more this way and you got to do this and do that. You know what I'm saying? So they really don't really have their really creative, you know, input in it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it could have been that. It could have been, you know, who knows really the behind the scenes as far as like the creative input. Did they have this? Did they have that? They could have just been getting us because they could.
They could have had, because, you know, I think the industry try to play a game with the whole, like, okay, he already a brand, so we could put out whatever, and ain't nobody going to notice because they dumb anyway.
Exactly. That to me, that was more of the attitude. To me, the attitude was just like, you know what, I'm who I am, I'm just going to put it out anyway. Like, if you an artist, I'm a producer. I know when I do something that's not good. And I don't let nobody hear it when it's not good. But I know when it's not good, and I don't let nobody hear it. I try not to ever do anything that's not good. I think everything I do has its strong points. But if by chance I had the headphones on and I'm hearing something that's just not right, I don't let nobody hear it. Like, I don't put that out. It doesn't make a move. It doesn't get out because I hear it. So if you're an artist and you're working on a project or an album and you do a song and you know that song's not right, you know the song's not right. You know, you shouldn't put that song out because it's not right. It ain't hot. But you put it out anyway, and you're doing that because you can. And what I'm saying is the digital age has taken that away from artists. You can't do that no more. You can't put out no garbage without somebody calling you on it.
Yeah, they're going to pull your card directly.
So you either step your game up and make sure that every track is of its highest quality and that you have, like, the utmost respect for the listener and your fan. You know what I'm saying? I love this market. I love it way more than I love the old market. Yeah, the economy's jacked up and everything's crazy. But I love the music industry more right now because it's all about the fans and the consumer. You know what I'm saying? If you're not giving the fan and the consumer what they want, they're not buying it. And
that's how it's supposed to be anyway. You know what I'm saying? Real. Now that the level is leveled out, you know what I'm saying? And the industry really ain't spending that much money on these cats, you know what I'm saying, pushing them and everything, it makes these cats work extra hard now. Because, nah, you can't sit back and lay back and people taking chances on you and you up there messing with putting out garbage. Nah,
right.
You need to do that extra work. They making you work for your money now. It ain't no game no more. You know what I mean?
No, and you can see it in the industry. I'm watching the industry. I'm watching cats get their act together in this industry right now. The ones who want to stay in it, the ones who have worked hard to develop and create a fan base, and they already have an established career. Yo, these dudes in the gym, they working out, they eating right, they put the weed down, they put the booze down, they stop school. They stopped going to the strip clubs and making it rain all over the place like idiots. Yo, they tightening up shifts around here. Like, when I say tightening up shifts, I mean tightening up shifts. Like, it ain't frivolous and silly like it was at one point in time. Like, they're really treating it with the type of respect that they should have been treating it with from day one. They lucky that they got on and had some hot material and built the fan base. They should be grateful. You know what I'm saying? You know, keep up the good work. You know how they, you know that saying, keep up the good work. That means something to people now. Yo, keep up the good work.
Yeah.
Keep up good work. Because you know what? Once your shit ain't no good no more, you're over. We're not buying that.
Keep game over.
Game over. You know
for
what
real.
They got platinum artists going wood.
Yeah.
They got artists going wood out here playing around, you know? Just, yay. Yeah, be alert, be aware.
It ain't make sense to me. Like, a lot of artists, like, you know, while the artists was talking about, these are artists that you look up to and stuff, and you thinking they got crazy guap, but they like, yo, we bankrupt, or this, that, and the third. What was y'all? Y'all wasn't reading y'all contracts? You know what I'm saying? Y'all letting other people sign your checks for you? You know, not to mention some names? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, come on, man. Y'all allowing these people to mess you over?
You know,
but I mean, that's a whole nother story. But KB, man, what was the hardest thing? What's the hardest adversity you had to deal with as being a producer, man, in this game?
To me, the hardest adversity is really, really finding quality artists, you know what I'm saying, to really be involved with your music and your project. You know what I mean? It's not really hard developing your sound and developing yourself as a producer. I mean, it's work, you know what I'm saying? It's work. It's like practice. It's like playing ball, like football. Practice is practice, you know what I'm saying? Some people go hard, some people don't. Practice is practice, but most people get better when they practice. So I'm not saying that's not hard. It is very, very difficult to get your sound and to get everything to par. But once you do get everything up to par, it's difficult to find individuals who that you can collaborate with to really bring the best out of what it is that you're trying to portray, what you're trying to do with your music. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's difficult to find that perfect fit, that match, find that artist that's going to bring the best out of your music, find that artist that's going to bring the best out of you, you know what I'm saying, so that you guys can make a hit. Like, hits come from both ways. They come from the production side. They come from the artistic side as far as who writes it. Then they come from the, you know, and the artistic side is also the performance side. So you can have an crazy, crazy hot track and a mediocre artist with a mediocre performance on it. It's going to affect the overall quality of the music. Or you can have, you know, a good track with an amazing artist, and they can take that track launch it into the atmosphere like NASA, you know? So I'm definitely the type of producer that, you know what I'm saying, I put a lot of creed into, you know, I'm believing the producer's creed. Like, we try to do our best and try to uphold the standard of music, make sure it's hot and make sure it's fire and people enjoy it. But really, it all boils down to the artist, you know? Hey, Dr. Dre is incredible, but it all boils down to Snoop Dogg, Eazy-E, Ice Cube, Eminem, 50 Cent. You know, Dr. Dre ain't got to run around all year promoting that album. Dr. Dre ain't got to go all year 100-city tour worldwide performing them songs. He don't got to go to radio stations all week long, in and out of radio stations, pumping that song. He don't got to do none of that. So, really, I put a lot of emphasis on that, on the artist. You know, it's very difficult to find that caliber of artist. That, to me, is the most difficult aspect of pursuing this as a career, was finding that particular artist, that one, who could just take that music that you're doing and elevate it to the next level. Because as a producer, you really don't want to overshadow the artist. You really just want to build a nice foundation and allow that artist to take it to the, you know what I'm saying, to take it to wherever it needs to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, you are the launch pad. You know, when the space shuttle take off, the launch pad don't go with it.
Yep, and real talk, you know what I'm saying, artists out there, without the producer, you nothing. Real talk. Without the producer, you nothing, unless you produce yourself. But most of y'all don't, you know. So, you know, without the producer, you nothing. So if your producer tells you, look, man, this don't sound right, or I mean, there's a lot of producers that have your best interest at hand, because you know why? Because you're representing them. Whatever track they put behind your music, you're representing them. So they can't put out no BS. You know what I'm saying? That's their credibility going down the drain if they put out some BS. So, you know what I'm saying? If they telling you, man, you need to tweak this, don't get no attitude with them. If you knew what you was doing, you'd be the producer. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, and if you want to talk to KB, call in at 347-826-7722. KB, stand on the line real quick for me, man. I'm about to go to a quick commercial, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, stay on the line for me. I'm about to go to this quick commercial, man. Stand fast.
Okay.
Yeah, this is your girl, Lushy Lush. And I'm just telling you, man, if you want nothing but the exclusive fashion, nothing but custom-made jackets, from furs to shoes to boots, anything you want to make you feel sexy. We have exclusive fashion and furs. Yeah. Holla at exclusive fashion and furs at www.myspace.com. Exclusive fashion, the number 4, real. Or www.myspace.com/PotterJar. PotterJoh. Or call them at 860-777-6578. And baby, if it's not exclusive, it's not fashion. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com, man. It's nothing. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it. Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. If you want to see hot stars, you want to see sexy ladies, you want to see Baltimore raw and uncut, man, then you need to holler at Hood Punishers, man. The hottest DVD circulating the Baltimore area, man. Be More, stand up. Man, Boots got nothing but the hottest, the realest. If you want to get on, she give you an opportunity to get on, man. Number hot videos, we shutting it down. And let us come to your hood and punish you. Hood Punishers, www.myspace.com. Hood Punishers 176, man. Watch out, cause I'm a punish you, baby. Lush.
Yeah, 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 we're gonna punish you, Hood Punishers, man. Check that out, man. Hood Punishers, hot DVD out there circulating. Be More about to hit worldwide doing their thing. Shout out to Boots. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Mr. Pete Diddy. Shout out to E2K Magazine. Like I said, man, I'm live on Lush Radio, shutting it down. It's a clowning session. Friday, we cutting it loose, interviewing a hot producer straight out the ATL, represent ATL and DMV doing this thing, Mr. KB from Pyro Music, you know what I'm saying? He's showing you the industry through a producer's eyes, man. Real talk, shutting it down. You want to talk to KB, call in at 347-826-7722. What's up, KB?
What's happening, Lush?
Man, you know what I'm saying? I had to throw them little commercials, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, doing my little thing. But, KB, man, you know, you doing your thing out here in the industry, man. How many different artists have you worked with, you know, throughout your whole career in the industry being a producer, man?
Wow. You got cats from the West Coast, dudes who run with different teams on the West Coast, that Oaktown area up in the Bay, Richie Rich, Old School, Looney's Cats, Yuck Mouth, back on the East Coast here, Sadat X, other cats that, you know what I'm saying, were involved with a production team that I was involved with. So I come from a production team, which is what I've created here again. So, you know, those are my roots. Production team was my roots. Now I've created another production team down here in Atlanta. I just feel that's the best way to go about it. And down here working with, like, young up-and-comers. Because really what I'm trying to do is, you know, a lot of times when you try to work with established artists like I've done in the past, you don't really get a chance to build that type of bond or relationship, you know what I mean? Because if you're looking for longevity in the music industry, it's really all about relationships. Everything revolves around relationships, who people are most comfortable with. And it's difficult when you're dealing with signed artists who are already, you know what I'm saying, established names in the industry, like, say, for instance, a Mary J. Blige. So if Mary wants one of my tracks, Mary's not going to be really getting at me to a certain extent. She's busy. She's putting the album together. She's doing GMC commercials. She's running around singing. She's performing. She might be on a little club tour. She's doing a whole bunch of things. So really, I'm just going to give her the track, you know. She's going to purchase the track from me. I'm going to give her the beat. It'll say produced by KB. Mary's going to perform on it. She's going to do what she wants to do on it. The track's going to go out. And then me and Mary don't really have a relationship other than the fact that she thought the track was hot and she reached out and her management team reached out and pulled it in. They A&R'd it for her. They ran it by her. She doesn't know who I am from, you know what I'm saying, from nobody else on her album, you know what I'm saying, other than the producers that she has relationships with. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm working with artists that I can build that type of relationship with. I'm working with artists that are right on the verge of launching their careers. Like I made that analogy earlier about the whole launch pad situation. Yeah, I'm working with artists whose rockets are attached to the launch pad and they're in their countdown right now. Those are the artists that I'm building relationships with. Because once they launch, I'm always going to be able to communicate with them. Like I got the young dude Keyson, the young cat Keyson from the G's to Gents. Now, regardless of what you think about the Gents performance and the Keyson situation and him snuffing the dude and knocking his hat off while he was first, you know what I'm saying? All that drama that's on MTV, regardless of that drama, he's a really talented artist. He's a talented producer. He's a talented artist as far as his performance is concerned. He's a talented actor. You know, he got credits under his belt already. He did the ATL movie. He got a flick with Forest Whitaker coming out. He got a lot of things popping. But he's very, very talented, you know. So I got material with Keyson, you know what I'm saying, helping develop a sound for him that's significant and relevant and new, fresh, hot, and popping. You know what I'm saying? Like some shit that somebody who's just coming off MTV really should be doing. You know, it's a merger of like hip-hop and pop and rock. It's sick. It's got the guitars. It's got some nice breaks in it. So that's hot. So I'm helping him. He's going to launch. See, that's a relationship. So me and Keyson are always going to have a relationship. You know, I can hit him. We can talk. I can get material on his next album after that. Like, we have a relationship. Like, Tump and T.I. have a relationship because Tump used to work with T.I. before T.I. got a deal. He used to help T.I. put his mixtapes together, and he helped T.I. launch his first EP. And he used to produce. You know, they have a relationship. You know, like, I have another relationship with a young cat named Omega coming out of Block ENT down here in Atlanta. That's the label that Jock's on, the Bad Boy South, that connection. You know, Omega's coming out. He's an R&B singer. Incredible. Very talented. Sounds like Michael Jackson and all those cats wrapped up into one. Got all types of, you know, positive, you know what I'm saying, you know, positive shit going on with Omega. But I'm there again, too. So I'm there with Omega. We have a relationship. Like, we talk. We work out songs on the phone. I'm sending them emails. We MP3ing back and forth. We go to the studio. We work on hooking up and really connecting, like, making sure we do the right thing with this material and that we doing it for the fans and for the people so that they respond in a positive way. We want the bloggers to knock our blocks off.
That's what it is, man. I didn't know Keyson was in ATL.
Yeah, Keyson was in ATL. His character was... He was Big Boy's little cousin in ATL for any people that have actually seen that movie.
Oh, the one that got beat up?
One that got beat up, yeah. He caught a whooping on that joint. He's only about, he's a small cat, you know what I'm saying? So they gotta take it easy on Keyson, you know. But he got a big heart. He like them, you know. He like them Napoleon dudes, like little dude with a lot of heart, like.
Uh-huh.
That's my man right there. Yeah, that's my people right there.
Yeah, man. So you produced this hot track, man, with Keyson, and when I listened to it, you know what it remind me of? It remind me of some Prince. It remind me of Prince, but a new version of Prince. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
I was like, "Ow, this is funky."
Yeah, it is. It's just new and it's fresh and it's innovative. It's just, you know, it just hits your ear like, okay, it's different. Regardless if you like it or not, you can't deny the fact that it's different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the type of different that you don't really like. It's not your cup of tea. Like, you know, I'm not really interested in that. But is it different? Oh, yeah, it's different. I give you that. Like, you're moving in a different direction. You know, that's really what I want people to say. I just want to be something fresh, something new. Because people are looking for the fresh and the new. I'd rather be different than somebody say I sound like this individual. Or your tracks sound like Timbaland. Or your tracks sound like the Neptunes. You know, your tracks sound like a Dr. Dre or whatever. No, I don't really take that as a compliment. I don't really.
Yeah, man. KB is a box in his own, man. You can't even categorize him or put him in a box, man. He's just totally out there, man, with his tracks. He's dropping nothing but the hottest. I want to, you know, send a shout out to Miss Mika J, live in the chat room, you know, listening in, doing a thing, you know what I'm saying? Sending you a shout out there, girl. I know you listening in. I'm about to let y'all listen to this hot new track from Keyson, produced by KB, Pyro Music, straight out the ATL. Your man Keyson from Jeezy Gents, you know what I'm saying? But you know the man behind the music was your man KB. So check this out. It's a little different, you know what I'm saying? So check it out, you know, taste it, feel it, rub it down. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Check it out. It's hot. We about to drop that out. Stand fast for me, okay, KB?
That's what's up, baby.
All right.
Come on.
That was a hot joint right there. Cause I'm exposed to the light, That's a joint right there, man. I'm telling you, it's like a modern day Prince, but at the same time, it's on that verse like Rihanna's going, you know what I'm saying? Like Rihanna's going with the whole da-dum-dee-dum joint that she got going on, you know what I'm saying? It's funky, it's sexy, you know what I'm saying? It's a real hot track. You know, I want to send a shout-out to my people in the chat room. Shout-out to Miss Mika J, once again. Shout-out to Parlay. Shout-out to Son of Man. They doing a show called Love Lucian. You know what I'm saying? It's like a revolution, but it's a lover's lucian. You know, shutting it down. You know what I'm saying? So shout-out to my people in the chat room. You know what I'm saying? I love y'all. Thank you for listening, man. Y'all in the chat room, tell me what you thought about the track, you know what I'm saying? Was you feeling it? Was it different? You know what I'm saying? Let me know what y'all think in the chat room so I can relay the message to KB. Man, but you know what I'm saying? That was a hot track, man. You know, shout out to Keyshawn, wherever he at, you know what I'm saying? I know he digging in the scene on the gangster lane, woo-hoo, you know what I'm saying? But KB, that's a hot joint, man. I'm feeling that one. That thing was real sexy, funky. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I can't wait till y'all do the video and all that to that, man. That thing right there is hot. Taking it to another level, man.
Yeah, the video should be crazy. There's a lot of hot directors in here kind of lining up to really get involved with the project. So we got some new blood and got some blood that you guys are used to seeing. Got some guys like popping back on the scene right now that kind of dipped off a little bit. But, you know, they coming back to this video money, you know, after their movie budgets dried out. Now they jumping back into this video game, trying to get back on this video money. So, you know, they all come to the ACLs, like little Black Hollywood down here. So, you know, we got a lot of people really, you know, biting on the track and biting on the vision and, you know what I'm saying, thinking they can really, like, pull, really, like, you know, Outkast this off, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Outkast is known for the crazy videos, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that song has, like, a feel. It's got a little Sleepy Brown, Big Boy type feel to it, you know what I mean? As far as, like, the flow of it, like, could be something cool, you know what I'm saying? Like, an Outkast type video, you know what I'm saying? Where they really, like, push the envelope. So we'll see. It should be hot, though. You're right. It should be hot. I'm looking forward to it.
You know, I got my people in the chat room. My man, Son of Man, said he came in a little bit late, so he couldn't really hear the lyrics. But he said the track, the beat was fire. He said he got to give you props. That beat was fire, son. Real talk.
Man, yeah, definitely. I appreciate that for sure.
He said that was fire, man.
Yeah, we just tried to you know, we try to just dig in and put the best product out there possible. Like we were talking about earlier, like, it's all about taking care of the consumer. It's all about looking out for your fans, your fan base, developing it, making sure that you're giving them, like, everything. Like, when me and Keyshawn were working on that track, yo, he turned around and looked at me, like, when we had finished recording it, he looked at me like, yo, KB, I ain't never done nothing like that in my life, yo. Like, what you got me doing? Like, you got me singing and... He's a rapper. Like, you can go to Keyshawn's MySpace page, just type in Keyshawn on MySpace. He got a few of them. You ain't going to hear nothing but rap music, you know. He got chains and bling and big rims and hoes, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, you know, and I'm not saying that's what he's all about, but I'm just saying, like, for the most part, you know what I'm saying, he's, you know, a young cat rapping about materialistic things, stuff like that.
Hey.
But he's got a deeper side, though, and I just need to tap into that, like, you know, we just tapped into a little something right there. He was a little kicking.
He was scared. He was scared, huh? He was scared to step out the box, huh?
I mean, he was so far in. He was so deep in the character, like, because I told you he was like a little actor. Like, he was doing method acting. He did method acting and just became a rock star. So he was so deep into the track that when he came out of it, he was a little groggy. He was dazed and confused a little bit. Like, so what'd I just do? And then we play it back for him, and he looking at it like, I just did that? Like, yeah, son, you just did that. Like, that's you right there.
Miss Mika J, that's in the chat room, she said that it was a little different, but she's feeling it, and she agrees with Son of Man, the beat was off the chain. That's what she said.
Yeah, appreciate it. like I said, we're just trying to do good material, like find good artists, put good material out, and, you know, just stay true to myself and, you know, the type of stuff that I like to do. Like, you know, I really don't want to sound like anybody else, but that's not necessarily what I'm going after. I'm just trying to stay true to my music origins, like where I evolved from as a producer, like VA and DC and Maryland. Yo, that's an amazing place to grow up as far as music is concerned. I mean, we really got to do something about that area and why we are not more in the forefront of what's taking place in the music industry. I think it's got a lot to do with this, also the political aspect. See, people who live in Northern Virginia and Maryland and D.C., we have no idea how political we are until we go somewhere else in the country and we watch how other people react to certain things. We listen to what they're thinking about and how they feel and what their opinions are. And then it dawns on you just how informed and on point and political and evolved a D.C., Maryland, Virginia resident really is. Like, we on our thing, and these other people is living in, like, cocoons. Like, it's like weirdo land everywhere else. And you just looking at people like, yo, did they just say that? Like, they have no idea what they just said. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's a very stimulated atmosphere. It's a very political atmosphere, but it's not allowing that creativity to blossom from the root up. Like, the creativity is getting stymied, you know what I'm saying, due to the atmosphere of the region, kind of. Like, it should be way more creativity flowing from that region than really what's taking place. So I'm really trying to, like, delve into it and pick some individuals out there who are not stymied by what the nature of the whole political arena and the atmosphere of D.C. is really all about, you know? They got to get back to the creative side, like, the side that's not so conscious and not so worried about, you know, what's going on in the world and what's taking place on Capitol Hill and what bill got passed and if man Barry's smoking crack or not, he just got caught on side streets with cocaine dripping out his nose, or Mayor Anthony Williams, what he doing, and the whole regentrification and trying to take the city over and kicking the blacks out on the peak. Like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, that's going to happen whether we are here or not. There's nothing really that we can do about it. So don't allow it to really, like, hinder what really should be an amazing creative area, like, because we grow up with such diversity and so many different people and so many different forms and sounds of music. Like, I grew up listening to everything, and it comes out of my music, so.
Hey, KB, we got the people in the chat room, man, like Son of Man saying, he said that how much is the beats going for, you know what I'm saying? He said he got a link card or something. He said that he can write some killer lyrics. He trying to, you know, get up with you and stuff like that, you know. And, you know, he asked, was you in the DMV? I said, you in ATL now. He said he had to go all the way out to Chicago to get on some music stuff because the DMV be on, you know, trying to cut each other's throat. But, you know, Son of Man's in the DMV. He do the whole poetry jump off. They got a hot show. Sometimes I go on there and do some co-hosting. They my people. So, you know, he's trying to link up with you on some stuff. So could you shout out their MySpace page where they can, you know, link up with you and all that, man?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. It's myspace.com/ Pyro, that's spelled P as in Paul, YROKB24. Once again, that's PyroKB24, myspace.com/ PyroKB24. Yeah, just holler at me. Like, I'm open to doing a lot of different things with a lot of different individuals. As long as the commitment is there, and I'm not saying that you got to be doing this full time, like, who's really doing this full time? You know what I'm saying? Just about everybody trying to, you know, achieve something in the entertainment industry is working a job too. Like, you don't got to be full time. Just commit it. Just commit it to the craft and to your art and, you know, yeah, definitely get out there and, you know, we can discuss whatever it is that you need to discuss, whether it's music, whether it's tracks for another artist or you manage an artist or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I'm versatile. As long as it's got something to do with music and stimulating people's minds and just being creative across the board, like, not being stagnant and stuck. And that's really what's going on in D.C. and the DMV, you know. It's just kind of like a little stagnant, stuck phase, you know. But there should have always been, you know what I'm saying, how many times, how many producers have actually left there and had to go somewhere else and pop and did they sing, like, all
I know, man, it's crazy. Just like with Timberland and all them, man, just like the Chris was saying maybe like the other day, like maybe like a while ago, they was like, yo, they wasn't, you know what I'm saying, they wasn't getting that much, you know what I'm saying, love, you know what I'm saying? They wasn't getting that much love out there in the streets, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, they just not getting that much love out there, and it's crazy because the DMV got so much talent, you know what I'm saying? And it just don't make no sense, man.
Yeah.
It just don't make no sense. They got so much talent. But they, you know what's crazy? You know, outside people can go in and come in the DMV and capitalize and make money. And DMV will buy their stuff up. But they own people in the DMV, they can't even buy their stuff. That don't make no sense, man. Where's the loyalty and the unity at, man? Not to knock any outsiders coming in, but I'm saying, why you can't support your own people? That's my problem. You know what I'm saying?
The one thing I've learned, Lush, being down here in Atlanta, is that teamwork makes the dream work.
Hey, that's that thing from your man DJ Aries. Shout out to DJ Aries, Hood Hard Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? He just got invited to Russell Simmons' birthday out there in Atlanta. They doing big things out there. Shout out to Venom. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Block Entertainment. Shout out to your man, you know what I'm saying, Super Promoter. You know what I'm saying, Eastside D. I interviewed him, you know what I'm saying, you know, a couple of days ago. Shout out to him. Shout out to Hollywood, you know what I'm saying? You know, stillhustling.com. You know what I mean? Shout out to all of them.
Yeah. I mean, definitely. I mean, I don't use the word unity, because that represents something different. I'm just talking about collaboration. I'm just talking about networking. We ain't even got to get deep. We don't got to get deep. We don't have to do anything that's beyond, you know what I'm saying, networking. Like, just network with each other. Like, collaborate, network. If you got a plug, pop, you know what I'm saying, kick it to the next cat. Like, this whole situation between me and you right now was born from, you know, from networking, from collaboration, like, from somebody being like, okay, I got a plug here, let me put you with that individual and you two work. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's really what is taking place in Atlanta. Like, that's the beauty of Atlanta. That's why so many things get popping down here. It's not that there's this abundance of, like, amazing talent and all this abundance. I mean, there is, but really the network is thorough. Like, the network is complete. Everybody is handling their business, and they're not being petty about pushing people on to the next person. They're not worried about, well, what is in it for me? What you mean, what's in it for you? What's in it for you is watching me prosper. And then I will look out for you. Like, what do you mean, what's in it for me? Well, we got to get the paperwork done first. That's that political BS. You know what I'm saying? That's that political. Like, let's get something popping first, and then we worry about the paperwork. How about that?
But then at the same time, though, man, you know, when you do stuff for people, like I said, you know what I'm saying, you know, I mean, there's people that's hungry everywhere, you know what I'm saying? And we need more hungry people because, you know what, artists is starting to get real lazy. And I'm tired of seeing all these lazy artists thinking that they're going to get spoon-fed and all this crazy mess. We need to get back this hunger that they used to have back in the day when they would, you know what I'm saying, they standing in line spitting, you know what I'm saying? They back in school in my time being on the B-box doing rap battles, you know what I'm saying? We in the cypher going hard, you know what I'm saying? You know, we need to go back, you know what I'm saying, with a real hip-hop, you know, back, you know what I'm saying, Rakim, you know, KRS-One. We need to get back to the lyrics. Okay, yeah, we got the hot track. Man, come back and put the passion into your lyrics and freak that beat, man. Because for real, some terrible lyrics can mess up a whole track. You can have a fire track, but you get the sorry lyrics on the track and mess the whole thing up. It's like, come on, man. Well, you can find another artist that can freak that better. You know what I'm saying? People need to get that hunger back. You know what I'm saying? And with the DMV, man, we need to start, you know, I don't need all of y'all. I just need a small, tiny bit. You know what I'm saying? Let's come up. Let's eat together. Let me break bread with you. You know what I'm saying? Stop cutting each other's throat. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm back in the chat room. Shout out to Parlay. Shout out to Jay Lynch 13. Shout out to Miss Mika J. Shout out to Son of Man. You know, Son of Man going to have their show, you know, right after mine, doing what it's on right now, doing their thing. Go check them out. The Hitman, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing with that poetry, you know, keeping it real sensual, talking some real talk, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's crazy, man. It's like, you know, we divided, you know, out here in the DMV, man. You got talent in Virginia. You got talent in D.C., you know what I'm saying? And the messed up stereotype that we got in DMV is like, oh, all it is just go-go. It ain't just go-go. You got some hot, talented artists out there that's thinking outside the box, that's hungry and ready to deal with some of these producers. But, you know, some producers, you know what I'm saying, I had a situation with one artist. She said her producer tried to make a move on her. That messed it up for other artists, you know what I'm saying? For other producers, because you got producers taking advantage of the fact that, yo, I got a beat, so you got to do this for me in order for you to get this beat. You know what I'm saying? Especially with the females, you know what I'm saying? And that messes up the credibility or messes up the chance trying to deal with somebody else. And then you got, you know what I'm saying, the artists that come here and lay down one track, but you know this artist is fire, but he don't want to step out to his true potential because he's scared that he might succeed in one day in his life. And this cat, you can't catch up with this dude till 2-3 months later. And you ain't pushing out nothing, so you wasting my time. You know what I'm saying? So it's different situations when it comes to this whole hip-hop mess, you know what I'm saying? Because this is a lot of BS, man. And artists, y'all got to get y'all stuff together. Do not come to the studio with your stuff not memorized or your stuff not written down. Get your stuff together because time is money and producers got other things to do, man. You know what I'm saying? Their whole life don't rotate around you. And some of y'all get real lazy and y'all be like, oh, well, man, you know what I'm saying? Nah. Y'all need to get y'all things together, man. Copyright your music, too. I'm tired of y'all going in there, laying down tracks, and y'all ain't even copyright the mess. Copyright your lyrics, man. You know what I'm saying? Copyright your stuff. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. And you know, KB, you know, this is some deep stuff, man. How do you feel? Another thing, right? You know what I'm saying? Well, how do you feel about, you know what I'm saying, the whole fact of this economy, you know, messed up, you know, with this whole AIG, even though they was money laundering for a minute, but they gonna print up all this money for these cats, but they can't put money back into the schools and all this other crazy mess, you know what I'm saying? So how do you feel that affects you as a producer in this industry with this music and with selling your units or selling beats and stuff like that? How does that affect you in this industry right now in this day and time?
Wow. It does affect you. It does affect you. I tell you what, but once again, it comes back to, you know, how do you feel about what it is that you're doing? Like, what does this art form mean to you? Is it an art form to you, or is it just something that you're trying to do to get some money? You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people who were doing this to get some money because it was lucrative at one point in time. It's very lucrative to get into this game at one point in time if you're trying to make some money. It was just like, well, what you going to do? You can't play ball. You can't do this. You can't play football. You can't do that. You ain't going to be on TV nowhere. You're not going to be a star celebrity. Go rap or go produce. So you got tons of rappers, tons of producers, thousands upon thousands of rappers and producers. Okay. Well, ain't no more money no more, boys. The pool is dry. Who wants to be in the dry pool with me? The people who really are concerned about the art, it's an art form to them. They love it. So, yeah, I mean, economy-wise, yeah, the economy's kind of beating up on people. You know what I'm saying? You can't be sticking cash for a whole bunch of money for the tracks. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, you got to work with what you got to work with. But you can still earn a living if you're in it for the right reasons, because artists and consumers and the fans of these artists are going to understand that you are in it for the right reason because of the economy. Like, when you, if you like Exposed and you listen to Exposed and there's something that stimulates you and you feel as though if it was available, you'd go ahead and purchase it. All right, great. You know what I'm saying? Because you appreciate that. You understand that even under the terms of the economy and what's going on in the music industry and how it's down, to me, it makes you appreciate good music even that much more. So as a producer who strives to, you know what I'm saying, be involved in this industry and who loves his art form, who loves music, who loves working with talented artists and producing music for people to listen to so they can get a little, so they can kick back and relieve a little bit of that stress from their daily bumps on the head dealing with the economy. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're here to do. This is the time for the producers and the artists to step up because we are the relief. You know what I'm saying? People want to get into their car. They want to slip away for a moment. They want to hear something nice. They want to hear good
news. I'm sorry to cut you off, but we got a caller calling in, man. Stand fast for me. Hold that thought. 613, you're live on Lush Radio, man. You're live with KB, the super producer coming straight out the ATL, representing both parts, DMV and ATL, man. What's hood? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm okay. Most people don't want to. Oh, wow. My whole point went out the window, but a lot of times on the late show, you can't expect because sometimes it's they're trying to help, they hinder you.
Okay. So you said that it hinders us.
Because they don't want to, they don't have the drive. They're not as productive as others are, but they'll hang with you. They'll be off of you. You see what I'm saying?
I'm trying to understand. So you saying that they really like? Are you saying like more with the artists that they really don't care because they're more like productive? So they feel like they can be lazy. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, in some ways.
Okay.
So,
that's a good point.
Right.
Oh, what's your name, sweetie?
I'm thirsty. I hang with Sunny Man.
Okay, Spicy. How you doing?
I'm okay.
That's what's up, man. I'm so glad that you can call in, man. I'm so glad that you could call in and share your thoughts, man. Seriously, because it's important, you know, for everybody to share their thoughts and everything, you know. Spicy is spicing it up right now, for real, you know. Shout out to Spicy,
you
know. So Spicy, was you able to listen to the Exposed song? How did you feel about that? Were you able to catch a little bit of it?
No,
I didn't. Okay, I'm gonna try to like play it once again just for the ones that weren't able to hear it and stuff. I'm gonna try to play it once again. So you can catch a little bit, and then you can, you know, tell me how you feel about it, okay?
Okay, yes. Thank you.
So I'm gonna try to play it right now. We're going to go into it right now for those that weren't able to listen to Exposed. It's a little bit of different. The artist on it is Keyson. He's from G's to Gents, and he was also had a part in ATL. He was Big Boy's little cousin that got beat up, but you know what I'm saying? He's a hot artist. And he's a hot producer, and he's doing his thing. And the track was produced by KB, straight from DMV, ATL, you know, Pyro Music, doing it real big. So we about to go into this track. Hey, KB, you going to stand by for me?
Yeah, I got you, buddy.
Okay, I'm about to play Exposed one more time for the people that weren't able to hear Exposed. It's a hot track. It's different. The track is banging. Got the guitars going in, man. We about to drop it like it's hot. Exposed to the lights.
low, and that's how she show it. It perplexes me, I'm so focused like an SAT. But fuck a test, she ain't get that sucker yet, cause I ain't fuck her yet. Oh, yeah, she lames with no threat. I lay you on my shadow like a silhouette. Let me go, hello. No joke, I'm sick with it like a nigga don't smoke. Forget me, nigga, let's smoke. And let's make a toast. Shit, we ain't rich, but we close. Serve dope, but better or reserve, no. Whoa, I had too much to show. Fuck it all, ready up above. Jimmy Mo, oh, you know my M.O.
So that was, you know what I'm saying, Exposed to the Light, you know what I'm saying, Hot Joint, produced by KB, Pyro Music, Shutting It Down, Straight Out ATL, representing both worlds, DMV and ATL, man, working with various artists, you know what I'm saying. That was Keyson right there from G's the Gents. Also had a little part in ATL, the movie, the little cousin that was, you know, ain't bring the money back on time. But you know what I'm saying, he doing his thing. To me, you know what I'm saying, that sounds like, you know, a modern day Prince. You know, the track is hot, it's banging, you know, it's sexy, you know, it's a straight rocker, you know what I'm saying. And man, it's some real stuff, man. KB doing his thing, man. And Son of Man heard the whole thing. He said, man, that thing right there was hot. He said he should have been able to spit some of his spiritual gangster verse on that joint. He said he about to start doing gangster gospel.
Hey, gangsters need the gospel. Hey, there's a place for gangster gospel. I know somebody else doing it.
Yeah, man. So how you feel, Spicy? How you feel about that? Did you like it?
I did. I like it a lot. Son is crazy. That is straight up crazy. Out of the box. You wildin'. He crazy.
I appreciate it.
And you know, guys, you know, Spicy has a little bit of some cerebral palsy, but you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm saying bear, you know what I'm saying, bear with her when she's saying stuff. She's also a wonderful poet, and she's a very powerful, you know what I'm saying, woman doing her thing. So, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know what I'm saying, bear with her, because, you know. But, you know, we love you, Spicy. You know what I'm saying? You still doing. You a strong woman, and I love you, girl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you too. You know? And, you know, I mean, Spicy, I mean, how you like the track and the lyrics, man? How you feel about that?
I like the beat catches me, and then I tend to hear the lyrics to it.
Yeah, but
I like to beat a lot.
You like to beat a lot? That's what's up.
It's hot. The beat is hot.
You heard that, KB? The beat is hot.
Yeah. Spicy's like, yeah, that's hot right there. Hey, Spicy, you know what? Hey, Spicy.
Yes?
That beat is spicy.
Okay.
The beat is spicy. The beat is like you. It's spicy. I said the beat is tantalizing to the tongue. It's spicy. It's got a
Wow.
Hey, don't be getting Spicy all excited now, dog.
Hey, we gotta go there.
Oh my goodness. I'm blushing.
You blushing?
Yes.
You got got over there blushing, KB. What you doing, man?
That's I'm the total package. It's all about making people happy. So we got to.
Oh, we got some sensual seduction going on this joint.
Hey, that's my boy right there, Shorty Perry.
I don't care if you tell Harpo. Go tell him. Damn it. It's domestic money. He needs some practice. He didn't go get it. Leave me alone.
Hey, son of man getting jealous because Spicy is his girl, so you know what I'm saying? He said, he said, Sophia, you flirting? You told Harpo to beat me? See, he said he coming to get you, girl.
No, see, I'm Sophia. His partner, Gray, is Harpo. He said he's going to tell Gray. I said, go tell him. He said he's going to need some practice. Because it's Mr. Violence Month. I got Harpo. Bring it on.
She said, bring it on, Harpo. Yeah, Dre and Son of Man, they doing their thing. Like I said, shout out to Jay Lynch, you know, 13. Shout out to Parlay, Miss Mika J, you know, Son of Man, all my people, you know what I'm saying? I love all y'all, man. So, you know, get in that MySpace page once again, man.
The MySpace page is myspace.com/PyroKB24. Pyro spelled P as in Paul, Y-R-O, K-B as in boy, 24. Like Kobe Bryant, 24, but that's KB24, that's me. I was KB24 before he was KB24, by the way.
But I wanted to ask you this other question, man. What's up with the whole connection with you and Block Entertainment? You know what I'm saying? Because I know Block Entertainment is dealing with, you know what I'm saying, Gorilla Zoe, Young Jock, and, you know, all these cats out here doing stuff real big. So what's up with you and Block Entertainment, man?
Well, right now I'm working with an artist who's over at Block. He's a young, up-and-coming R&B singer named Omega. He's fire. I got the utmost, you know what I'm saying, respect for his talent, his level, his commitment. You know, the dude is hot. He like one of those Chris Brown Neo type cats. You know what I'm saying? They don't come around a lot, but when you hear him and you see him and you watch him work, you see their diligence, their commitment level, their creativity, like where they at with it, how they layer their harmonies, and really students of the game, and you know, not scared to take a chance and be. And put themselves out there, you know what I'm saying? That's the key. Like, you know, Chris Brown doing Forever on the dance floor was risky. You know what I'm saying? He had to really put himself out there to pull that track off because he hadn't really been doing that previously prior to that. You know what I'm saying?
No, man.
So it was a gamble. You know what I'm saying? It was a chance that he was taking. But his instincts and his creativity and his commitment to his craft, that's what encouraged him, gave him the fortitude to do something like that. Okay, like, I'm doing it. Now he got under his belt, and there's no stopping him. He's international, pop now. You know, he's no longer the little cute kid who can just go out there and dance and, you know, and get crunk and, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's in phase the crunk, getting crunk out and doing the, what's that dance, that dance they do out in L.A., clowning and whatever that, you know, that dance he used to do. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, like, you know, I'm that's the type of artist that I love working with, and the kid Omega is like that. He's like one of those, you know, he's rare. You know, he's rare because he's not scared. He's willing to, you know.
Yeah, that Forever joint was hot to me. You know what I'm saying? I was like, because when Neo came out with Closer, I was like, oh, they just pushing it to the next level. Then Chris Brown comes out with Forever, I'm like, okay, people is really stepping out the box right now, you know what I'm saying? And Chris Brown, one thing I give it to Lil Shorty, he has the passion and the love for the music. He does it for his fans. He loves it, you know what I'm saying? And I can even see it through his dancing. He loves it. He gets off on it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And I just love somebody that takes pride in their craft, you know what I'm saying? That's real talk. And I'm looking in the chat room, man. These fools is off the hook in this joint, man. Your man, Son of Man, talking about he like Tupac. He said, you know, give him 7 days with you in the studio, and we gonna make a double CD, man. That's what he talking some crazy stuff.
Hey, definitely. Hey, I love people that are passionate about what they're doing. You know, friend, it can definitely happen. But,
yeah, that's what it is, man. So what do we expect from KB, you know what I'm saying, in the future, man?
Well, I'm definitely going to be back on this show for sure. You know, I'll make sure to bring every project that I launch through the Lush Radio online, you know what I'm saying, atmosphere, all you people, the bloggers. This is where it comes first. Like, nobody's got that exposed yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, people that are on your show right now listening to that are very, very exclusive. I can count the number of people on my hand, really, that are aware of what's going on with that song. Like, I got it up on my MySpace page just because I was going to be coming on the show. So I got it up on the MySpace page doing a couple of things, and it's ready to go, and people can listen to it. You know, it's not even fully complete yet. You listen to an incomplete, not really ready for the market track. Like, I'm bringing it here first. Like, so I got other projects that I'm going to be bringing here first. Like, babies right out the womb. We're going to bring it on this show. We're going to spank it and clear the mouth out, see if it cry.
Wow.
hey, we in there acting a fool talking about something. What's the name again? This Tupac stand song, Watch Out. Off the hook in that joint, man. Oh, my God. They didn't talk chat room lunching out, dog. For real, they is crazy up in this joint. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, shout out to all my people out there, man. I say, man, support the independent artists, independent entrepreneurs doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Game Face. I'm the first lady of Game Face. You know, Martin Luther King had a dream, got a game plan, get your Game Face on. You know what I mean? I'm the founder of Street Queens, the movement, the sisterhood. We shut it down each and every Thursday, you know what I'm saying? Last Thursday, you know, which was yesterday, we shut it down with Let's Talk About Sex. We're going to have a chapter 2 to that. Y'all need to tune in. If y'all ain't check out that show, man, log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/thusradioonline. And if you weren't able to listen to this live, man, you can check this out also. You know what I'm saying? The hottest producer coming straight out the ATL, representing both worlds, DMV, ATL, Mr. KB from Proud Roll Music. You know what I'm saying? This young black man is doing his thing, man, shutting it down. You know what I'm saying? He can give you some financial advice. You know what I'm saying? Because he used to be a broker. He can tell you about this music, you know what I'm saying? And he's a real cool dude, righteous dude. And I don't deal with nobody that ain't righteous, you know what I'm saying? Everything happens for a reason. So, you know what I'm saying? When my spirit said I need to talk to this dude, I went and called him up and said, man, we need to shut it down. Real talk, you know what I'm saying? You know, and shout out to Mr. P. Did It, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Front Cover Man. Shout out to Venom out there, Hip Hop Poet out in the ATL. Shout out to Ron Keys out there in ATL. Shout out to your man, the Hawk DJ Aries Hood Hard Entertainment, doing his thing, man. You know, support his movement. He's shutting it down out there. You know, you can see him in that new joint, you know, with your man Vic, you know what I'm saying. He got the little cameo in there doing his thing, shutting it down, you know what I mean. Shout out to, you know, Block Entertainment, shutting it down, the ATL. Shout out to Gorilla Zoe, he's doing this thing out there. You know, shout out to your man, Eastside D, you know what I mean? You know, Gorilla Promoters, shooting it, doing this thing out there, you know. I got a lot of people doing awesome things out there. My Street Queens, I love you. You know what I mean? Shout out to DJ Finesse and Ace Diamond, you know, Mace Management, you know. Support all my people's movement. They doing positive things out here. Neff Kicks, you know what I'm saying, one of my sponsors. Squares Fashions, like, you know what I'm saying. you know, it only takes a little bit to do the right thing, man. People, we out here killing each other. We out here cutting each other's throat, man. And you know what I'm saying? It's not getting us nowhere, man. We are a thriving community, and we can really make it if we band together to do the right thing, man. And remember this quote, man. Not all parts of us, you know, is perfect, but some parts of us is excellent. So stop beating yourself up and focus on your good parts and work on your weaknesses, man, and you can get somewhere with yourself. And join the movement, man. Log on to my network at www.lushradiothemovement.ning.com. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up on there. Set up your page. Set it up. Put your bio on there so people can hit you up, contact you, promote whatever you got on there. I'm not going to kick nobody off for putting up all their stuff. I don't care what you put on there. As long as you promote yourself, network, do what you do. You know what I'm saying? As long as it ain't no crazy, provocative stuff on there. You know, log on, do your thing. Hit me up on MySpace, www.myspace.com/LushRadioOnline. I don't do it for me. I do it for the people. I do it for the people that got cancer. I do it for the people in the streets that's homeless. I do it for the people that's locked up. Keep your head up. I do it for the people worldwide, for them unspoken voices. I'm the people's voice, Lushy Lush, on Lush Radio, shutting it down with your man KB. I got Spicy in the building, and we shutting it down. All my people in the chat room, I love y'all. KB, I love you, and I wish you much respect. Everything that you do in life, I pray to God that it comes through, because you are awesome and righteous person. Shout out to your whole fam. Much respect and blessings to them. And, yo, I support you in everything you do, bruh. You know, mi casa, su casa. You can come here anytime you want to just to say, yo, this KB, you know, I got this new artist, da-da-da, and I'm out. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you got to do, man. I love you, support you, man. You know what I'm saying? You my brother in spirit, a mother, you know, a brother from another mother. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you my peoples, man. It's real talk. And Spicy, I love you, man, for real. Because you know what I'm saying? With all that you're going through, you're so talented, and I love you, and you're a powerful woman doing your thing out here. You know what I'm saying? And you can call here whenever you feel like it. You feel that, boo?
Yes. Thank you.
And KB, I love you, man.
That's what's up, baby. Lush, I love you too. Love the show. Awesome energy. Yo, I enjoy every second of it. It was off the chain. And yeah, we're going to do a lot of major things, and we're going to introduce your audience to some incredible acts and some good, you know what I'm saying, some good music and some personalities, you know. We're going to get back to introducing the character to music, Biz Markie style. Like, we're going to get wild with it.
Yeah, man, Son of Man said that, you know what I'm saying, that he wish you much respect, you know, keep doing your thing. You know, everybody's, you know, giving their good comments to you, you know what I'm saying, that they respect your gangster and what you're doing out here. And, you know what I'm saying, like I said, man, do what you do, man, don't stop for nobody. And, you know, real talk, though, KB, you know, this was actually like a, you know what I'm saying, a 30-minute show, but, you know, I extended the time to like a whole, like, an hour and a half just for you because it was getting so deep, you know what I mean? I don't do this for nobody, my dude.
Hey, I appreciate that, man.
You know?
Because
we got good rapport with each other, so, you know, you both, sure. So, you know what I'm saying? You got a lot to talk about. And, you know, I got to tell y'all, cast man, artists, you know, without the producer, you ain't nothing unless you produce yourself. And y'all need to really give these producers credit because they in the lab. You know, when you sleeping and everything, they in there working, grinding, you know what I'm saying, playing guitars, hitting drums, you know, getting software together, man. Sometimes that stuff is stressful, you know what I'm saying? So really give y'all producers out there credit, man. You know, I got to send a shout-out to all producers, man, because it's a hard game out here, and it's real tough, you know what I'm saying? And they don't really get to just do that they really do, you know what I'm saying? So all the producers, man, mad love, keep your head up, do your thing, man. We can get this money together, you know what I'm saying? Let's eat. I'm breaking bread with you. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing. So, KB, I'm going to holler at you later. You my dude. Do what you do. Keep your head up. Stay blessed. You my dude. Spicy. Keep it spicy. Muy caliente. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Come on the show whenever you want to, boo. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I had you as a co-host on one of my shows, girl.
Oh, Lord,
heaven. We really going to get it spicy then.
Hey.
Hey, that's what it is, man. I'm a highlight, man. This is Lushy Lush shining off on Lush Radio, man. I had nothing but the hottest people on here. I had nothing but hot love on here, man. And like I said, man, if nobody told you they love you today, I love you, man. Because Lushy Lush, man, I'm the people's voice. I don't do it for me. I do it for the people. And I'm about to leave out with your man, Keyshawn's joint. Because you know why? Because I'm trying to be exposed to the light, baby. Expose this.
PotterJar, PotterJar.
508 or call them at 860-777-6578. And baby, if it's not exclusive, it's not fashion. Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. If you want to see hot stars, you want to see sexy ladies, you want to see Baltimore raw and uncut, man, then you need to holler at Hood Punishers, man. The hottest DVD circulating the Baltimore area, man. Be more stand up. Man, Boots got nothing but the hottest, the realest. If you want to get on, give you an opportunity to get on, man. Number hot videos, we shutting it down. And let us come to your hood and punish you. Hood Punishers, www.myspace.com. Hood Punishers 176, man. Watch out, because I'm a punisher.